We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by Emprise Bank. Coming up, the latest episode of Run It Back.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Run It Back, the first episode after Selection Sunday, where your K-State Wildcats found out that they will be hosting the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament. And my God, thank you for listening to our prayers, because for a moment there, I was a little nervous, I was a little scared, a little suspect about if K-State was going to be able to host the first two rounds, because they were teetering. They were teetering so much between that fourth seed and that fifth seed, where there was going to be. I know the projections that I listed off, what was it, last week from ESPN. You know, obviously you can't trust projections, but whatever. They had us in Spokane going up against Gonzaga, and I guess maybe Gonzaga losing their conference championship game, maybe that changed some things. I don't know, because Gonzaga is still a four seed, but either way, we're not in that bracket with them. So, whew, that's one obstacle that has been crossed. That's what I can say, because my goodness, I was nervous. I was scared. I know probably getting like that game against West Virginia did a lot more than initially thought in their first game in the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City, because, of course, they had that double bye. So, that's one checked off. That's one checked off, because like I said, you can't listen to projections. You really can't. But damn it, that's really all we got until something happens on that Selection Sunday, man. That's all we can listen to. That's all we can see. That's all we can read. That's it. And that's what really gave us the scoop, really gave us the scare. But I know something had to give. Because, I mean, like, what the Big 12 put out, that every Big 12 team, all 14 teams, finished the season in the net top 100. Top 100 in the net rankings. I'm like, that's gotta do something for you, honey. That's really gotta do something for you. Because if you, like, what, we finished, what, third in that conference, I think. And this is one of the best conferences in college basketball, men's and women's. I've said that plenty of times. So I'm like, look, the resume shows. Recency bias, sure. You can speculate, like I did, dummingly, right? But enough, they did enough. They did enough, and they absolutely earned they earned this opportunity to host the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament. My God. Whew. Hope is still alive. Hope is still alive, because that is so damn huge when it comes to this. That atmosphere is going to be insane, like it has been this entire year. And there's already, last I checked was what, a couple of hours ago, there's only 2,800 tickets left. That's still too damn many. I cannot go because, unfortunately, it's on a Friday at 3:30, and I work during that exact time. I hate being so close and yet so far away at the same time, because I cannot go. But we gonna see. Maybe something happens, because if they win this round against the Portland Pilots, they get to play in the next round on the Sunday. All right? That's what it is. And I know our producer is telling me to quit my job unless y'all gonna be providing the majority of the funding. Hush. But anyway, that's not gonna happen. All right? I'm still gonna be able to see everything that happens from the comfort of my couch. And I'm going to yell the same way I would yell if I was actually in Bramlage. And that's going to terrify my neighbors. But guess what? I don't give a damn. Because it's an equal give and take. If I can't go, well, damn it, I'm going to yell whatever I want from the comfort of my own living room. But that is neither here nor there. Okay, but now that they have earned the fourth seed in the NCAA tournament, this is the highest seed they had since the last time they were the fourth seed. And that was in 2005. And now they have an opportunity to really get that ball rolling, to get something else hung up in that banner, to get another year, another date, another something up in the banner. Because last time K-State's been to a Sweet 16, that was 2002. Last time they've been to Elite Eight, that was 1982. It maybe has been a long time. It's been a long time. And I know this season, you'd hate that they'd have nothing to show for it, because I know that was my biggest fear. It's like, damn, this team is as good as they are, the best team in years, and nothing to show for it. Unfortunately, it won't be anything Big 12 title related, but there's still an opportunity to really do some damage in this NCAA tournament. Because obviously, get the host, obviously said that so many times, and I'm going to beat that drone because, damn it, that's huge. But all right, so first round, they get the Portland Pilots, okay? They won the Western Conference or West Coast Conference final against Gonzaga, against a really good Gonzaga team, by the way. Gonzaga is the other four seed, another top 16 team that gets to host. They're hosting in Spokane, right? And so they were able to beat a really good Gonzaga team, and a Gonzaga team that actually beat the Portland Pirates, I want to say, what, early February, maybe, and they beat them, what, 50-90. It was an ass whooping in Spokane. All right, they beat them by 50. It was a lot, okay? It was embarrassing. But for them to really play with that intensity and to play against Gonzaga the way they did in Las Vegas in that conference championship, they earned that spot. They earned that 13 seed. That's for damn sure, because, oof, I was able to watch a little bit of that game, especially even before this show. The Portland's in here for a reason, all right? Everyone is in this tournament for a reason. I know people can argue about the men's side, but we ain't even going to touch that. But like, Portland deserves to be in this tournament. And that's the first team K-State has to go through. Okay, so that's another thing why having this game at home is going to be huge. Because I'm not sleeping on anything in March. I don't give a damn who you are. I'm not sleeping on a damn thing for this entire month. Because why would we? We've seen the wildest things happen in this month. And that's why we all love it so damn much. Because there is nothing that's shown like that. That is going to go away. Nothing whatsoever. That type of madness is going to stay. And that's why we freaking live for it. Why I live for it. That's why, you know, you better come prepared and you better eat your Wheaties and tie your laces up for this entire month. Because anybody can get got. Any damn body. So that's already know. I trust me that as soon as that Selection Sunday, they said they had the day off on that Monday. But I guarantee you notes were taken, right? I guarantee you as soon as that Selection Sunday ended, they saw they get to host. They saw their opponent. All right, cool, yippity doo-dah, got the goat, got everybody hugging, everybody cool, interviews, yada, yada, yada. But it's time to go. I know for a fact they've had to take some notes. Because I still took some notes, at least on Portland. And I get it, you know, 4 seed versus 13 seed. A lot of people can sleep on that. I ain't going to sleep on that. Because Portland, like I said, deserves to be here. This is actually the third time in the tournament in 5 years. Okay, that's really good for someone that's not in the Power 5 conference, where typically only the winner of the conference championship can go. But now they're able to both go because Gonzaga is just that good, and they've always been pretty much that good. But they're back-to-back West Coast Conference champions, all right? And they took it to Gonzaga it was a heavyweight fight in that game. It was punches were blown, like not punches, punches. This wasn't LSU in South Carolina. But for real, you're like, hypothetically speaking, punches were thrown. It was a heavyweight fight in that championship conference game, right? And so I was going through a couple of their stats of Portland, you know what I mean? Because why the hell not? Because that's what you're supposed to do. They averaged 71.8 points per game. All right, and I think opponents average like 60 points a game. So they still give up a good amount, but averaging 70 points a game is ain't nothing to sneeze at whatsoever. They got some offense, and they're very lengthy. I noticed that watching that game
against Gonzaga. They have a lot of length, and I know K-State is one of K-State's biggest strengths is that they're lengthy. Like, you have a 6'2" guard in Serena Sundell, right? You have Jalen Glenn, who's at 6', Briley Glenn, who's just under 6'. I think she's like, 5'11", Gabby Gregory, 6'. Obviously, you have our 6'6" queen in Ayoka Lee. Just K-State in general, they have, like, there's just a lot of length, especially in that starting five. We knew this. But I know, I think, like, Portland's got a lot of length, too. A lot of their guards are 6'6". They have a girl on their side, Lucy Cochran. Yeah. Yeah. Lucy Cochran. She's 6'6" as well. She's actually second in the country in blocks. So, boom, right there. That's probably the very first thing noticed on that scouting report, and be like, all right, another 6'6" center. She moves good, and she's second in the country in blocks behind Stanford's Cameron Brink. All right, and Cameron Brink is All American. She's good. All right, so she's second in the country. She was a transfer from Oregon, I do believe so. So, okay, that's in the box. That put that in the queue. You notice that, probably one of the first thing you notice. Okay, boom. She's that brick wall in the paint for Portland, all right? Portland is a fairly decent, three-point shooting team. They average, 30% from three? Their opponents average 29, so fairly equal there. They average, 34 rebounds a game. So, like, they're not the strongest rebounding team, which I guess does look kind of stink because you have, like, a 6'6" center who's second in the country in blocks, not in the paint all that much getting a rebound. So there's an area that I do believe that K-State can exploit because they were last in their conference in rebounds, I want to say. Let's see. They averaged 17 turnovers a game. That is very, very nice for a team defensively as good as K-State. Okay, their opponents are able to score off those turnovers as well. So they averaged 17 turnovers in their regular season in the West Coast Conference, all right? So pressing, you already know. K-State is one of the best defensive teams in the country. So that's another thing that they can exploit. But that's, once again, Portland, when I was watching them, length. They're just as tall as K-State. And that's obviously a huge strength that K-State has is their length. But I know that the Cats could be a lot more physical. They can. I know the reason why they played so well against Gonzaga is because they were so physical. It's because they remember getting beat by 50 against Gonzaga. The Gonzaga team, like I said, has always been good. They've had that extra oomph, and they were playing physical before, but I think the Cats can play more physical. All right. And I know while I was watching as well that Lucy Cochran, obviously another 6'6" queen. Okay. Ain't nobody gonna sleep on her. All right. I will share her accolades. All right. Number two in the country in blocks. I will do that. That's respect right there. And I know when I was watching that game against Gonzaga, there was times where, like, she would bring whoever was guarding her, the center guarding her, she would bring them out of the paint. And so in this situation, it'd probably be they're going to try to get Yoki out of the paint, because why the hell would you not want to bring Yoki out of the paint? And I don't necessarily know what her, like, three-point percentage is if Yoki just decides to go with her or just leave her be. I don't think it's great. I was looking before, she might have, like, made, like, a couple. She will attempt them, but it's obviously, I don't think it's a strength of hers necessarily. But it's just one of those things where, like, she's gonna drag Yoki out of the paint. And so that's just gonna clear some lane. So I think it's something that K-State's going to really have to focus on is 1v1 defense. I know that was brought up a lot at the beginning of the season. One of the things they want to work on the most is their 1v1. So if Yoki's not, if she's not going to be, like, just staying in the paint as that protective blanket, essentially, if you get beat, don't know if she's going to be there because they're going to drag her out of the paint. So that 1v1 defense got to be solid. And if it's not, the help side defense going to be there in the rotation as well. So it's just one of those things. All right. I have trust. I have trust in this because Portland is a really good team. I like Portland to upset somebody else, but hopefully it's just not us, all right? Because this is a good team. And I will get into more of that because we actually have a very, very special guest joining us here. Nothing but the mother of the Gap Goat herself, Gabby Gregory, will be joining us on the other side of this break. But first and foremost, homefieldapparel.com. Please get your shirts, get your hats. Get whatever you want, K-State related, not K-State related. They open in avenues. They got a whole, like, racing gear that they got now. It's just, They just doing the damn thing. All right. So homefieldapparel.com, get your stuff, and we'll be right back on Run It Back.
We appreciate you supporting KC Sports Network by listening to our podcast. You have helped us become the highest-ranked Chiefs podcast network in 2022 and 2023. And don't forget about our daily Substack newsletter, the best written analysis you can find on the Chiefs straight to your inbox every day. KCSN.substack.com.
This episode is brought to you by the spring cleaning champions, Manscaped. This season, make sure to groom your carpets and the drapes with the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Clear out that winter bush with Manscaped's Lawn Mower 5.0 and watch your confidence bloom like the springtime flowers. Embrace the season and join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our special offer. Go to manscaped.com and use code KCSN for 20% off plus free shipping. Their fifth generation trimmer features two interchangeable next-gen skin-safe blade heads. A standard one for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth wherever your heart desires. Whether you're looking to craft your signature look or clean up that neckline, these are always the right tools for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with code KCSN at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with code KCSN at manscaped.com. Nothing like a little spring cleaning in your pants with Manscaped.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to Run It Back. And I know I talked a little bit about Portland. Obviously, the Cats doing it big this year, hosting. And now I got a very, very special guest, none other than Gabby Gregory, the mother of the Gap Goat. Gabby, thank you so much for coming on here tonight.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me.
All right. So, Gabby, I know Selection Sunday, huge, huge deal. It was kind of like teetering, whether like, okay, are they going to be a 4 seed? Are they going to be 5 seed? Are y'all going to be able to get to host? Because I don't know. Projections were looking shaky, even though we always know can't trust projections because no one knows what the hell they're doing over there. So it's just like, where was y'all minds at when y'all were sitting in those seats just waiting for your name to pop up?
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously, we saw the projections and stuff like that. And so we knew it was going to be close, either 4 or 5. And I mean, we were just nervous. Obviously, we really, really, really wanted to host. So, I mean, as we were sitting there, like, I was like closing my eyes. Sometimes I just like couldn't even look. My hands were so sweaty. I was extremely nervous. So when we saw that we got that 4-seed spot, it was just awesome. I mean, obviously the videos and everything of our reactions, they were definitely very, very excited.
All right. So as you guys were like, all right, cool, we 4th seed, and you guys see the rest of the region, and y'all, that's there's some more dogs in that region. Obviously, Iowa, we know about them. Okay, you have Colorado in there, you have UCLA in there as well, and you have LSU too. So I know it's like one game at a time. Like, this is one game at a time. But just knowing, like, okay, at some point, might go up against Caitlin Clark again. If it goes even better, might go up against, you know, Bayou Barbie and LSU and how good of a team they are, the previous, you know, tournament champions, right? So, like, where is y'all headed on how you guys can stay focused?
Yeah, honestly, I didn't even really know, like, who we were even, like, playing or who was in our region or anything, because, like, after we, like, got that 4-seed, I didn't even pay attention to the rest of the picks. Like, I didn't even, like, pay attention to where we were or anything. I think I was just so happy. I just, like, didn't even pay attention. So people kept coming up to us, like, even at the little showing, and we're like, so, like, who do you guys play? And then who would you play? And I'm like, I honestly have no idea. I just know we just got that 4-seed, and I have no idea. But, yeah, obviously, I mean, people have told us that our region's really hard and stuff, and we're just like, okay. yeah, I mean, it's just, like you said, just a game at a time. So, I mean, right now, all we're really looking at is the three teams that are coming here to Manhattan. But first and foremost, Portland, obviously.
So I'm glad you mentioned that. So I was watching at least a little bit of Portland before, like earlier today, and obviously another team that deserves to be in this tournament. No question about it, right? So what stands out to you about Portland?
I mean, honestly, probably what they talked about in practice today was like that they do a lot of their like transition push, like very similar to what we do. Just like another, I mean, they have another lanky, tall center. And so like that'll obviously be something to look at, the matchup there with Yoki. And I mean, they just kind of mentioned, the coaches did today, little things that they do defensively that we were looking at. But I mean, we haven't really, I personally haven't seen like anything on them yet. We usually do that like more closer, like to the day of the game. We kind of focus more on like stuff that we do, no matter who we would play against. So just like a lot of defense things that we work on, for all three teams coming to Manhattan, and then just offense and things like that. But yeah, I would say that what they mentioned today about their fast break was, kind of interesting.
All right, cool. And so I was in Kansas City when y'all played Texas. Unfortunately, it did not go the way that y'all wanted to, but y'all played really, really well in that game, especially in the second half. Like, I feel like the defense that Zai played on Madison Booker, and then Briley played on Madison Booker in that fourth quarter, I was like, this is what I'm talking about, right? So how do you guys can keep that energy to carry over into this tournament?
Yeah, I think that we did a lot of good things in that game, obviously. I mentioned that a lot in the post-game presser, just like that I don't think anybody was really hanging their heads too much after that game. Like, yes, obviously we were very upset that we lost, but to be that competitive with a team like Texas, I mean, they just got a 1-seed into the tournament. I think it just kind of proves that, you know, we are a really, really good team and we can play really, really well together. We just obviously didn't make some of the plays that we had to make during that game, but it does give us a lot of hope, like going into the tournament, that that's the way that we're capable of playing. And so I think it's just like a really exciting thing to go into these games that we have here in Manhattan.
Okay, cool. Now, this might be a dumb question, and forgive me if it is, but do you make brackets? Are y'all allowed to make a bracket?
Yeah, I mean, we're not allowed to, like, enter the, like, money things and stuff with the brackets, but, like, we can make brackets. I always like to make brackets. I usually make, like, a few. Like, I'll make, like, some funny ones and then, like, some more, like, serious ones. Like, I like to do the ones where it's, like, the mascots, like, if the mascots, like, fought each other, which mascot do you think would win? I always like to do that one. But, yeah, no, I like to make the brackets.
Is it just the men's bracket, or do you make a women's bracket, too? Or does that,
like... Yeah, I, obviously, the women's bracket, I'll have us winning the whole thing. But, yeah, no, I like to make some for the men's teams as well.
All right, cool. I was wanted. I didn't know it'd be, like... That's like a thing you'll get in trouble on. Be like, what if you're thinking about your whole bracket? But if it was me, I'd have us winning the whole damn thing.
Yeah, I'm the nail. It's now, like, right? A good manifestation thing, I think, too.
Exactly. Because so does everyone on the team make a little bracket just to let them know? Be like, this is exactly the path that could go, and why not us?
Right. I don't know. I think. I mean, a lot of the girls on the team are they're. Like, very into basketball. Like, I would say, like Zai and Amani, they're probably, like, the most into basketball as, like, anyone on the team. And so I'm sure they make lots of brackets, like, for the men's team as well and stuff like that. But, yeah, it is a pretty interesting thing. It's hard, though. It's really hard.
It is incredibly hard. Because I was doing mine last night, and I was really thinking, okay, like, there's got to be an upset, like, somewhere.
Right.
I mean, like, I'm trying, like, and in the men's, it's always, like, a guarantee in the first
round. Oh, yeah.
Like, in the women's, it's, like, so, like, sometimes it'll be, like, an upset, but not be, like, as big as, like, a one seed losing to a 16th seed, you know what I mean?
Right. It seems to happen way more in men's than women's, but it still happens. I feel like it's happening more in the women's game, but I feel like men, it's just, like, they have crazy upsets every year.
It's like anybody can get got. That's just what this entire month is about, and that's why we love it so damn much.
Right.
So, Gabby, also to, I guess, get back on, like, the topics. Obviously, Iowa is back in the region, as we say. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but whoever was putting that together, I think, knew what they were doing. Okay. And I feel like I've never met or spoke to any of the Iowa players, but part of them was like, okay, that's something that is well noticed as well. So what are your thoughts about, you know, Iowa being in the same side of the bracket?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think they're a really good team, but I think that we match up really well with them. So I think that both the games we played against them this year were really, really good games. And, I mean, beating them on their home floor was obviously a really, really cool thing to do. And then playing them in the tournament in Florida, obviously, it's really hard to beat a team twice in, like, a week. But, yeah, I just think that would be a cool matchup if we were able to play them again, just because, like, I just think that our teams just match up well together and it would just create a really good game.
All right. So this question is not on the paper, but I know that in the second round, assuming that Iowa wins and, of course, West Virginia, they would match up in the second round. What would you imagine that matchup? Because West Virginia, obviously, another incredible defensive team.
Yeah, I did notice that when we were looking at it, and that would be a really good game too. Just like you said, like, West Virginia's defense, I think that they would be able to give Iowa some problems there. But yeah, I think that would be a really, really good game too.
I cannot wait. It sucks that I am now fully, like, I am fully employed and I can't just sit on my couch and watch all of these games like I used
right.
when I was still in school. But, you know, gotta make money somehow until I can just wake up and be rich one of these days. But, you know,
right.
If that happens, it happens. If it doesn't, that's life. But
yeah,
thank you so much for joining me. You know, all of us will be watching. We'll be rooting for you. I can't go to the sold out games in Bramlage because that job I was telling you about, but I really appreciate you coming on. I will be cheering as loud as I possibly can from the comfort of my own home, so I appreciate it.
Okay, yes, thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to KC Sports Network. We appreciate your support. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard. You can find all six of our channels covering the Chiefs, Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain. Educate. Inform. KC Sports Network.